The costing of the coalition's policies have the same 1.1 sort of billion reduction in the deficit outlined in PFO. They did reveal 2 billion in savings in a crackdown on welfare. Is this a sustainable savings method, do you think?
The governments of both persuasions from time to time argue that they can improve the budget bottom line by cracking down either on so-called welfare cheats or tax avoiders. And we've seen both of those on display from before the time of the most recent budget. Labor says it will crack down on tax avoidance by multinationals. The coalition more or less matched that in the most recent federal budget. From time to time, including today, the coalition have argued that they can save a few billion dollars by tighter or more targeted administration of welfare benefits, stamping out cheating and rorting and the like. It's very rare that you ever get to find out whether the savings produced, either in lower welfare benefits or higher tax collections, match the claims that are made for these measures when they're announced, or even whether they exceed the costs associated with implementing the so-called crackdowns. But it is something that has become part of the norm for governments of both political persuasions to do in office, and of oppositions of both political persuasions to say they'll do if they get into office. And I don't think that this is any different. Obviously, if advice from public servants or other investigations suggests to a government that there is rorting or non-compliance going on and that the position of the budget can be improved by tackling it, then it's the right thing to do to take that advice and seek to recoup the revenue that's been lost.
And to another point that the coalition's using, I guess, to compare itself to Labor at the moment that's come out of the costings, the coalition is comparing its reduction in deficit to Labor's increase in deficit. We're talking $16.4 billion for Labor over 4 years as a sign that it's a better economic manager. Is that a fair claim?
Not necessarily. Whether deficits are good or bad depends partly on the circumstances in which deficits are incurred and partly on the purposes for which the borrowings undertaken as a byproduct of running deficits are used. But in present circumstances where there is some risk that Australia's AAA rating could be under threat, as opposition Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen himself warned after the budget, the fact that the Labor Party plans to run budget deficits of now having the coalition costings to hand maybe $17 billion over the four-year forward estimates period more than the coalition plans to run does, I think, mean that there is a somewhat greater chance that Australia could lose its AAA rating under a Labor government than under a coalition. Now, losing the AAA rating may not be the end of the world. It's unlikely, for example, that it would result in the Australian government having to pay higher interest rates on its borrowings, given the experience of other countries that have also lost their AAA credit rating. But it could have significant implications for the borrowing costs of Australia's four major banks, whose AA minus credit rating is underpinned by the AAA rating of the Australian government. And that could in turn mean that they have to pay higher interest on their wholesale financing that they raise in overseas markets. It would also perhaps be a psychological blow. So although I don't want to overstate the margin between the coalition's bottom line and Labor's, it is nonetheless surprising that Labor has been willing to contemplate bigger deficits of this order of magnitude over the next 4 years. And while it may well be true that Labor will run bigger budget surpluses from year 5 through 11, all else being equal, inevitably people are going to regard forecasts for a period that far out with even greater scepticism than they will apply to forecasts for periods from here to 2019-20.